Let's just get to the Word of God, 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 through 4. We're going to read some verses from the Word of God. Hallelujah. It's so great to be in the house of God. Hallelujah. It's so great to come to church and lift up Jesus. Hallelujah. It's going to be a busy day. I got a lot of work to do today. I had a lot of work to do this whole weekend, but we came home yesterday and we were invited to be at the 50th anniversary of marriage anniversary. One of our pastors here in our district, and Pastor Gil, we had such a great time for opening them and just listening to the preacher there for a little while and talking about years of marriage, married. And 50 years, boy. What an accomplishment. Praise God. What a way. It was really beautiful. Thank God, got home a little late, got up early this morning, but we're able to make it to the house of God. And there's excitement and enthusiasm in our heart for what the Lord is doing. Amen. God is doing amazing things, great things, and I appreciate what the Lord is doing. But in order to continue to experience the greatness of God and His wonderful promises, they're great, they're precious, and we need to believe Him. We need to believe God. We ended up, it was really a victory note yesterday, and then on Friday night it was on faith, and it just kind of confirmed a little what we've been trying to promote here the last couple of Sundays. We have faith in God. So I said, man, we're right on. Praise Him. Hallelujah. And then yesterday we learned about believing God. We need to believe God. No matter what happens in our life, no matter what goes on, no matter what troubles, trials, difficulties, and challenges we go through, and we all know that we're going to go through them because Jesus said we would. But it's a fact. We all are going through different things at the same time. But God is faithful. He is faithful. Amen. And so there are some great and precious promises. But in order to receive these great and precious promises, we need to believe God. Amen. The scripture reads in 2 Peter chapter 2 and 4 on the screen up there. It says, Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of and of Jesus our Lord. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And then it says, according as the power of the Holy Ghost, which is the same divine power, according as His divine power, have given unto us all things. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Wow. And then it says, He has given us, according to His divine power, everything that pertains to life and godliness, through the knowledge of, verse 3 and verse 4, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. Who's the one that has called us? Jesus. Amen. He has called us. You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you. He called us and He ordained us, right? We should be fruitful. But it says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. He has given us exceeding great. Wow. Great beyond measure. Precious. Great and precious promises. That by these great and precious promises, look at why He gives to us. That by these great and precious promises, ye might be partakers. He gives us these great and precious promises so that we might be partakers of what? Of the divine nature. He's given us these great promises so that we can become more like Him.
Amen.
in word, thought, and action. Having escaped, and then he gives us these great and precious promises so that we escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. He's given us the divine nature so that we can be victorious over everything and anything that we may face or will face in life in love, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands with me. I want to talk a few minutes on these great and precious promises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They are long to us. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for great and precious promises. Thank you for faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Bless your people today. Jesus, help them to be able to understand better these great and precious promises and the blessings that come through believing you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Praise God. God bless you all. Hallelujah. God has given us great and precious promises. That's what I'm talking about, those great and precious promises. He wants everyone to experience them. Everyone. God wants everybody. God loves everybody. So he wants everyone to experience his great and precious promises. But in order to experience them, you must believe. If you do not believe in these great and precious promises, then you're not going to receive it. You either believe and receive, or you doubt and do without.
Amen.
You're great. He in these verses that we just read, these great precious promises, he starts grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Grace and peace. God wants you, and I've said this many times, God wants to multiply our grace, our divine favor, God's favor with people. God gives us divine favor with people. God opens up doors so that we can be able to experience his wonder-working power. And then he opens up doors for us with divine favor on the job, at home, everywhere we go. He gives us divine favor and influence. Divine favor is influence. God gives us influence so that we can be influential. He gives us tranquility, peace. And peace is also prosperity. God wants us to prosper. Amen. And he wants it to be multiplied. But it all comes by believing. If you don't believe in that, you do not experience this grace and peace. Amen. This is much peace. Mucho paz. Much peace have they which love thy law. The more we love the word of God, the more we love the Lord, the more we grow in grace, more peace we will have. Amen. And God wants us to prosper in everything. And God prospers us in many different areas. It's not just financially, but he can prosper us and make us successful on our business. He can open up doors and give us great opportunities to be more influential, to use what we have, our gifts, so that we can be able to bless others, be blessed, and bless others. But the scripture does say it this way, beloved or loved ones, I desire above all things. 3 John, verse 2. It says, beloved or loved ones, I desire above all things. I desire above all things. That's what it says. I desire above all things that you might prosper. And that you might have health. Praise God. Shoot that scripture up there, brother, for me, please. I want them to see it. Praise God. If you get it, there's 3 John, verse 2. Third epistle of John, not John the Gospel. 3 John, there you go. Beloved, loved ones, I wish, or I desire, above all things, above everything, that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul. God wants us to be healthy. Amen. God wants us to be. That's his desire. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But like we heard, if that healing does not come the way we expect it, God, we're still going to continue to believe God. Amen. If we go through some difficulties and challenges, it doesn't matter. We're still going to believe God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. No matter what, we're going to continue to believe God. So I want to believe God for his promises. And we need to believe God for his promises. These verses, grace and peace, come through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. 2 Peter 3:18 says, grow, 2 Peter 3:18, grow, but grow in grace. Grow in divine influence and favor with God. And growing and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our God, hallelujah, and He's our Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory now and forever. Amen. What? Every week we try to encourage everyone to grow. Every week we try to get everyone to grow in the Lord in one way or another. Whether it be faith and love or in victory, whatever it is, whatever we want people to grow. God desires that we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He wants us to be influential. He wants us to be favor with people so that we can be able to impact their lives for the kingdom of God so that they can get into the kingdom. We believe that Jesus Christ is coming again. We believe He's coming soon. And He's coming soon, and we need to be influential. We need to have God's divine favor on our lives. Hallelujah. We're not going to be able to impact nobody. Amen. God help us. Hallelujah. These verses, amen, they come through the knowledge, the grace and peace come through the knowledge of Him. Amen. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
All right, good. Don't go to sleep on it, right? The more you learn about God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the more grace and peace you'll experience. His divine power. We're just reading it. And I'm not going to go back to it again because I want to touch a few other thoughts, but His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. That means God has given us through His power, His divine power, all things that pertain to life and God. That's spiritual, everything that we need spiritually. God has given it to us, everything. Or He will give it to us if we don't have it. Whatever spiritual need we are lacking, He will give it to us if we will believe Him, right? So God gives us peace, grace, and He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Everything that has to do with the spiritual and the material promises that we need. Everything that we need, He promised to give it to Him, to give it to us. The Apostle Paul said, "My God shall supply all your needs." Whatever your need is, God will supply that need according to what? His riches in glory. Hallelujah. Our God is a rich God. Our God owns everything that we can see on earth. Hallelujah. Materially, He owns everything. He owns this earth. Praise God. He's a creator. Hallelujah. And everything that has to do with what we need, He promises to meet every need. My God shall supply. I love the way it says, my God shall. Amen. My God shall supply. My God shall supply. But you have to believe that, right? Hallelujah. God has given us great and precious promises. We need to appreciate them and believe that God wants us to have them. The promises of God in Christ are amen and yes, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 1:20. When He says He will do it, He will do it. Amen. But it's up to you to believe it. You know, we got to believe that God is going to do what He says for all the promises. What does it say? All the promises. God has given us great and precious what? Promises. That's what we're talking about. The great and precious promises. For all the promises of God in Him, not in myself. You know, some people may feel like they're really, got it all together and everything, but if it's not in Christ, and we're not bringing glory to Him, we're not giving Him the glory for it, and we're not exalting Jesus the way we should in our life, and we're not putting Him first, then, I don't know, because the Bible says, for all the promises of God in Him, in Christ, are yea, and in Him, amen. For what purpose? Unto the glory of God by us. Hallelujah. Yes, Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When he says he will do it, he will do it. It's up to us to believe. Amen. Have faith, trust, confidence that God will do what he says. What the scripture says in Hebrews 11 and 6. In Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, without believing, without trusting, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is.
That's right.
That he is. And that he is what? A rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So simply stated, faith is simply trusting and believing that whatever God says, he will do.
Right.
And when you can believe that God will do what he says, then you are on the right track. Amen. You are going to experience his great, precious promises.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy burdened, Matthew 11:28-30. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your weary soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. And he said, you shall find rest. I will give you rest. You shall find rest. Amen. I love it again. You shall find rest. You shall find rest. I will give you rest. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, burdened down. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. And then he said, you shall find rest for your weary soul. If you're overburdened today, you're heavy, you're going through some things in your life, the Lord is saying, I'll give you rest. I'll give you peace. Praise God. I'll give you rest. I'll give you strength. Whatever you need. Praise God. I love the way it says it. You shall find rest for your weary soul. You know, we think about our children. It was brought out a lot at this conference, different ways, about our families. I won't tell you what he told us, because I don't want to get nobody in trouble here. You know, when you go to a men's camp, you're going to hear men's stuff, right? You're going to hear things that is not for the ladies or for the kids to hear. Praise the Lord. You're going to hear things that men need to hear. And, Jesus, you'll see when you get home if things change or not. Praise God. But thank God for faith in the Lord. You're going to still believe him no matter what.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You're not going to turn back just because things don't turn out the way you thought they were going to turn out when you go home. Amen. Hallelujah. But Jesus said he'll give us rest. But he also promises for our children, you know, for our children, for our family, that salvation would come to them if we will believe him. The scripture says in Acts 16 and 31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And thou, see it again, shalt be saved and your house. Thou shalt be, you shall be, and your house. Praise God. Everybody in the house, every member of the house shall be saved. And when you don't see that, then there could come a feeling of maybe doubt or Lord, you said it, and maybe a little what's going on here, God, and maybe even a spirit of unbelief can get a hold of you. But God wants you to believe his word, and sometimes you just have to wait, just like Abraham and just like others that were mentioned at the camp, different characters that had to wait, but the answer did come. Hallelujah. Amen. The answer does come. And there's some things that we may never see, but through our families, through our children, through our grandchildren, we're going to see the accomplishment through them. Hallelujah. But we must continue to believe, and we must continue to plant those seeds in our families and in our children. It says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you, number one, shall be saved, but your house shall be saved. What does Acts 2:38 say? It's very familiar scripture. It kind of reminds me of the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, how many know the Pledge of Allegiance? I'm sure you know it by heart, by memory, right? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Hallelujah. For which nation? Ooh, hallelujah. Come on now.
One nation under God.
I do it every month. pretty often, all right. But anyway, we're supposed to know the Pledge of Allegiance, and we call it very, very, because we have understanding of what it means and says. But Acts 2:38 is just like that. We understand that scripture. We quote it very often, and that scripture says, "Repent, and be baptized." Every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And we stop there. But the next verse says, verse 39, for the promise is unto you. The promise is unto you. And to who else? To your children. And to all that are afar off. Those people that you're praying for, those that are far off, the promise is unto you, to your children, to those that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. The promise is unto you. So you got to learn how to stand on those promises and believe that God's going to fulfill them. He will fulfill them, but you got to wait on the Lord sometimes. It doesn't always happen automatically.
Amen.
Now, I don't know what's going on with our world today. When I got baptized in the name of Jesus, from one day to the next, I got converted. I mean, whatever you say, Lord, I'm willing to do. I believe everything that was in this book, without a doubt. Amen. And they said Jonah swallowed was swallowed by a whale. Man, I believe that. I still believe that. And they said Noah built an ark. I believe it. Amen. Took them 120 years to build it. I believe everything that was in the book. God created the heavens and the earth. But from one day to the next, I was transformed. I was converted. I don't know about some people, it takes a long time for some people to finally say, yes, here am I, Lord. I'm ready to do your will. Whatever it is. Remember that? I remember that. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Brother Enrique, what the business voice does it like this? Never went to church. This guy never went to church. Last Sunday when I saw him praying at this altar, my God, he was broken. You guys have been giving a little word over there. Praise the church in your home group, Brother Harvest. You planted the seed. He came, broken here. He had a need. He prayed before the Lord. And then the Lord filled him with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And you can hear it right now. What he just said. Time will tell. But I'm believing that God's going to use him in a great way. And
amen.
He's just a great way. Sometimes somebody gets the Holy Ghost, woo, and everybody's getting excited about it, especially the old timers. Some of the carnal ones, there's a little bit of everything in the church, right? let's wait and see, let's see if they're going to continue to be that way later on, I don't know. Man, I've been doing this and I'm still doing it. Praise God. A little prayer in the morning yesterday. And I said, I stood up there and I said something about what I was saying. I just don't know what I was saying for a while there. Yeah, because I'm leading in prayer. And then I said, I looked at the president and I said, I do this still up in church. I'm still, brother, you know, we're still the same. Amen. We're like Jesus. We're supposed to be like Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Some people are so flaky and wishy-washy on what they expect from them sometimes. God help us to be like Jesus. Amen. That's a virtue. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. You got a problem? Face it. And talk to the people that have on one. Talk to them. To Jesus about it. Amen. Get it straight. Hallelujah. You got a need? Believe God to meet that need.
Amen.
Don't allow yourself to get down about it just because things aren't going the way you thought they should be going.
Amen.
That's faith in God. No matter what happens, there's troubles, trials, everything.
Oh,
Moses.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So the salvation of our children will come in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You gotta just put them in God's hands. Oh, there you are. I believe you. Hallelujah. Some people say, oh, you don't care, you don't pray. I pray, I believe God's gonna do it. Why am I going to be praying over and over and over for the same thing, crying about the same thing every day, and getting myself depressed and getting sick?
Amen.
Doesn't mean you don't care. Amen. It just means that you're believing God. Hallelujah. You're believing God no matter what's going on, no matter what, how bad it looks and how terrible it may sound, but you continue to believe God. You want to express a great verse from this. Hallelujah. That message got to me yesterday. Hallelujah, no matter what. Praise God. Hallelujah. To receive the answers to your prayers, you need to ask. And again, you shall receive. Matthew 7, 7 through 11. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Ask, and you shall receive, and you shall find. Not, and it shall be opened unto you. That's all. Praise God.
Yes.
It shall be opened unto you.
Amen.
Wow. I love that. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, him that knocketh, it shall be. I love that. Shall be. Shall be. You shall receive. Shall be. Hallelujah. It's going to happen in this name. But you've got to continue to believe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To have power over demonic forces, you need to believe. Woo, hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
These signs follow them that believe, the Bible says. 16, 17, 8. We quote them all the time. We quote them, but take a look at it. John, I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong one. Mark 16. Say Mark 16. That's a good scripture too, but that's not the one I'm All the word is good. Mark 16, 17, and 18. But it says clearly, these signs shall follow them that believe. Mark 16, 17, and 18. All right? Praise God. Hallelujah. These signs shall follow them believe. In my name. If you don't look at that, that's not right. You're not even figured out what I'm saying. Right? There it is. Now you believe. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Did you hear that? These signs follow them to believe. These signs follow them to believe. How many believers do we have here?
Amen.
I said, how many believers do we have
Amen.
Here?
Amen.
You better be a believer because if you're not a believer, then signs are not going to follow you. We're not, you know, some people are sign followers. They want to go where signs are at. They want to go somewhere where they can hear somebody tell them, you know, this, and my God. These signs, you don't gotta go looking for signs. You don't gotta go looking for you know, somebody to, you know, give you a future. No. These signs follow them, but signs follow them that believe.
Oh, yeah.
My God, that's why we should be seeing people get the Holy Ghost all the time. That's why we should be seeing people get healed
all the time. That's why we should be seeing people get the Holy Ghost all the time, not just hallelujah once in a while, all the time. Why? Because these signs follow them that believe. Amen. And you know, I'm so glad. I'm so happy, so thankful to the Lord, because I've got brothers and sisters that are coming up to me and they're telling me now. Woo! Something's happening, Pastor. We're going to have victory. I feel like we're going to have some great miracles. I believe we're going to have church growth. Praise God! Man, it sounds great when you're hearing it from other people. Like all of a sudden, my God is woo! All of a sudden, I'm getting hit this way, that way. Great little messages here and there. I follow them that believe. And this is in my name. In the name of Jesus, who's they? Those that believe in my name, they shall what? Cast out who? Devils or demonic forces. Is there demonic forces in our world today? Yes, there is demonic forces in our world today. From the top to the bottom. From the bottom to the top. There are demonic forces. Amen. That's why we need to, Lord, that's why we need to pray. We need to get a hold of God. And we need to be able to say, devil, you are a liar. You get going your way in the name of Jesus. You get it. You go. Hallelujah. My God, you need to use that authority in your home, in your marriage, in your life, and with your children. Amen. In your situations and circumstances that are contrary to God. Otherwise, it'll just keep hanging out with you. It'll just keep hanging out with you. God doesn't want you to be hanging out with devils and allowing devils to hang out with you. And you should not desire that either. Hallelujah. But you got to speak it. Hallelujah. You got to say it. These signs follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. And what else? They shall speak with new tongues. We need to speak in tongues. We need to speak in tongues.
Amen.
We need to speak in tongues. Get in the habit of practicing it every day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get in the habit of practicing it every day. Not once a month. When you get inspired by somebody. If you were watching on YouTube. My God. Praise the Lord, or some other place somewhere. My God, get, inspire yourself. Learn to inspire yourself. Praise God. Speak in tongues every day. Practice it, Lord. Hallelujah. It's not just a one-day experience or a one-time experience. It's probably you're going to build yourself up in the most holy faith. Hallelujah. God's going to reveal to you. Sure, go ahead, wait. God. These signs follow them that believe. Cast out devils. They shall speak with tongues. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt. It shall not. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Amen. And then, you know, hey, well, that doesn't mean we got to go around drinking poison just to see if it works. That's not good common sense. Amen. But if that was to happen, hallelujah, it shall not hurt them. That goes beyond just a drink. That goes on anything. Amen. Anything that can hurt and destroy us. It's God's gonna take interest in us, and He's gonna deliver us and set us free. Praise the Lord, so that it doesn't destroy us.
Amen.
And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Brother, when you got the power of the Holy Ghost on your life, you pray for somebody. We're not talking about laying hands and, you know, anointing with oil and all. I'm just talking about believing God. Hallelujah. Come here. This man's all sore from his right hand. He's a weightlifter, right? He's all messed up, you know. Now he can't even come to church because he's so messed up, you know. He's so tired. His arms hurt. You got the Holy Ghost, and you know he's got that power. There's nothing wrong with you just going like this. Say, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, be God. Praise. Are you healed now? Amen. Good night. Woo!
You know what I'm talking about?
God wants to use you to be a healer. These signs follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick. I don't know who told you, but I never said it here that ladies couldn't be used of God to pray for the sick, hallelujah, to cast out devils. I bet you there's a lot of ladies in our organization and our church that cast out devils and lay hands on the sick and they recover. I'm not talking about anointing with oil. I'm not talking about that. That's another thing. That's for the elders. But honey, this man's hand is messed up. And I just said, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, be thou healed. There's nothing wrong. You got the Holy Ghost. You got anointing. These signs follow who?
Those that believe. But you got to believe it. You don't believe it, there's going to be a multitude of people coming to our church. You ladies should not be afraid to go pray for somebody. Who told you that only ministers and pastors pray for sick people? Who told you that you can't pray people through the Holy Ghost? Amen. Who told you that? That's a lie from I don't know where. Then where that came from?
Amen.
Never has been around me. And wherever we pastors, our ladies always pray for everybody and pray people through the Holy Ghost and pray for the sick too. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, you girls could do it better than the men. Can't do it better than me. But you girls can do it, my God. There's some things that I can't do, but you can. Wherever I've been, man, thank God for my wife, man, because she's watching, she's helping me, you know. We don't want nobody to start a scandal, say that the pastor is touching the ladies and whatever. We're going to do that. Some people, they get carried away. They get all emotional. They forget what they're supposed to be doing. Amen. Amen. But you ladies can do things that men can't do. We pray for people that got certain sicknesses in their body. I tell my wife, put your hand right where it's at in Jesus. As much as, you know, as much as privacy is concerned. You know, I mean, we're not going to be doing something scandalous. Something about a touch from a woman, hallelujah, that a man can't do. Hallelujah. But you can. You better lift your hands up right now. Worship the Lord. We're talking about great and precious promises. We're talking about great and precious promises. Great and precious promises. Jesus. Great and precious promises. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. They shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Hallelujah. You can pray somebody through to the Holy Ghost. I'm going to just say this because I should be saying it, but I'm going to say it. There's been times I'm here at the altar, man. God's moving in a great way. There's a lot more people in our Spanish service. Thank God. We're building up here. Praise God.
Amen.
Remember when we were only two or three, boy? And, you know, wait a minute. The praise team and Sister Fernandez and I and maybe the ushers. And that's about maybe one. Brother and Sister Santos. We are the only ones who come on Sundays. Look what the Lord's doing. Little by little, look what God's doing. We got some people missing right now. Praise God. But look what the Lord's doing. See how God does things? It takes some time. But with time, God takes care of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was really encouraged because Bishop Salazar said that's the way they started. And he had to be very patient for years. Finally it came. Hallelujah. It will come. If we believe God. If we believe God, don't stop believing. Don't lose your passion. It will happen. Stay excited. Stay. Don't lose your your excitement for Jesus. Don't lose your excitement about church growth. Don't lose your excitement about home groups. It's going to happen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Gotta believe it.
Amen.
Gotta believe it. Gotta declare it. Hallelujah. You girls could do it. And I got a book there. It'll give you instruction on how to do it. It's good. It's a good one. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Shall flow. It's a promise. It's a yay, yay, and an amen. Shall. Out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. And let me finish this up now. In 2 Peter 1 and verse 4, the last part, those verses that we read. 2 Peter 4. And he tells us, this is whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Why has he given us these great, enormous, wonderful, abundant, great, precious promises? Why? They're given to us that by these ye might be partakers, that you can participate, that you can take part in what? The divine nature. God has given us so that we can become more like him, so that we can manifest the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy. And you know, sometimes, hey, we don't understand why God gave us the Holy Ghost, why God has given us this new birth, why God has saved us. But he has saved us, and he has given us his divine nature so that we can become more like him. Go back. That by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, that the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, will operate or will manifest itself in you and through you. You know? Sometimes we think we love so much, we don't really love like we think we love. We need to grow in love. Grow in grace. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. And you want your love to grow, then you need to stay in the Word of God, because only through obedience to the Word of God can the love of God be perfected in you. Ooh, that's preaching material right there. There's no other way. If we don't obey, God's love cannot perfect itself in us. No matter how much we know about love, it'll never be perfected in you unless you obey the Word of God. If you don't obey, hallelujah, it will not be perfected in you. But God wants that love, his divine nature. He has called us to glory. He has called us to virtue. God has given us the power of the Holy Ghost. Now go back to that verse, the next verse, or that same verse, but the last part of it. Having escaped, he has given us the divine nature. He has given us his power. He has given us the Holy Ghost. Having escaped the corruption, so that we can escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. And we are living in a lustful world that delights in the flesh and delights in the worldly things and loves it so much and is taking them to hell. And that's the reason why we got a mess in our world today. Amen. People are lusting for power. People are lusting for this and lusting for that. My God, we know why we're in the position we're in today. That's why we're in the condition we are today. Power. Deception. Amen. But God wants us to have He has given us his divine nature so that we can escape it, so that we can live a holy life. Don't tell me we can't live a holy life. We can, because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us and washes us, and the word of God gives us power to overcome, and the name of Jesus is power in itself, and the power of the Holy Ghost guides us and leads us so that we are not led astray. The Holy Ghost will talk to us. He will tell us what we need to do. Amen. Hallelujah. If we believe him, God wants you to have victory. He wants you to walk in victory over this world, over the works of the devil. God wants you to have victory in the name of Jesus. Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 57. And 2 Corinthians 2 and 14 says, thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ. And John 1 and 4 says, 4 says, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We must continue to believe. If you continue to believe, you will be saved. If you continue to believe, you will experience the great and precious promises of God. Lift your hands up with me right where you are and worship him. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up. Lift your voices up. Lift your hearts up. Worship him. Hallelujah. Gloria rabarika tala rabura kandarari, hallelujah, shandala rabura kandarari, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost is here. And whatever your need is, if you will believe God today, God will take care of that need. God will meet that need. And if he doesn't do it today, and in the next few minutes, if he doesn't do it tomorrow or next week or next month, let me tell you something, honey. He will do it. And while you are waiting for that promise to be fulfilled, you're going to get up. You're going to shout the victory as if God already gave it to you. You're going to come.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God while you're waiting for its fulfillment. You're not going to get your head down and walk around like a dead man, or like you're so fearful and worried that God's not going to do it. Our God is an amazing God. He does what he says. Hallelujah. And his people need to learn how to wait on the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Woo!